Now, joining me on the line is Bernie Moran, who's the manager of Roscommon Credit Union, and she is just back from a trip to Sierra Leone under the Irish League of Credit Unions International. And she's here today to talk about the work that they do and her time over in Sierra Leone. Hi, Bernie. How are you?
Hi, Niamh. Thanks for talking to us.
I saw on LinkedIn there, all right, the credit union were sharing photos of your time in Sierra Leone, and you're just back from there. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about why you were in Sierra Leone and the work that you did?
I suppose working in Roscommon Credit Union, it gave us the opportunity. I suppose we're a long time looking at the foundation in the background and realising the work that they do, but I suppose it was never something that I went for immediately. But early last year, they asked us, would I be interested in going as a volunteer? And initially, I thought about it and I said, God, I'm not sure. And I didn't know if I'd be able for, you know, life in Africa for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it was amazing then when the forms came out and we actually had a visiting priest that came to my village of Ballantubber, and just listening to him talking about life over there and how little they have and how everything means so much to them, I said, you know what, I'll fill up the application form. If it's meant to be, it'll be. And sure enough, I was chosen as one of the delegates to go to Sierra Leone this year, along with Ted O'Sullivan from Douglas and Barry Tracy from Yall Credit Union.
Okay, very good.
We're literally just back a week, and we spent 2 weeks prior to that in Sierra Leone. So I suppose our mission really was, on behalf of the Irish League of Credit Unions Foundation, was to go out and to go in and visit credit unions. Barry and myself visited 4 credit unions in the east of the country, which was like 8 hours drive out from the main city. I don't think they had ever had visits from Irish delegates before, and they were, you know, so welcome and so delighted to see us coming into their organisations, and even went as far as to say the fact that we did go, like, it spread like wildfire all around the villages, and they were, you know, it gave them a boost to see the Irish coming to visit their credit unions. And I suppose we went in and we looked at their books and we looked at all their paperwork and their accounts, and where we seen where they could make improvements, we made our recommendations and we made presentations to the boards the next day, and hopefully left a little bit of the Irish methods behind us as we left each credit union.
Very good. And I was just reading up on some information about Sierra Leone. Like, it's ranked as one of the poorest countries in the world with life expectancy of 52 years.
Yes.
It's hard to imagine that in 2019 that is going on somewhere in the world.
Absolutely. Like, it is poverty stricken. But having said that, they are coming out of, like, we were in the village where in Kailum where Ebola crisis actually started, and the hospital was still there. And a lot of the members in the credit union of that, it was the Luawa Credit Union, they're all widows because a lot of the men got brought with the Ebola crisis.
Right.
And you won't meet too many people over 51. Now, we did meet maybe a handful that was over that, but you see malaria levels are so high, yellow fever is rampant in the country. Like, we are all double checked going through the airport to make sure you are vaccinated against especially yellow fever, or you wouldn't be let into the country. But yeah, they have had a lot come against them. As I said, the Ebola cost the country $1.3 billion. They have these climatic events, mudslides and mass flooding, and like, we could actually still see the remnants of the last lot of mudslides that they had, and the thousands of people that got killed in those mudslides. You know, it's a country that has had to, I suppose, undergo an awful lot of hardship. But look at, they are the most positive, fabulous people I've met in so long. And they're all hopeful, and they're looking towards, they're not looking back, they're looking towards the future and what and how they can better their lives.
And I suppose this is the work of the Irish League of Credit Unions International Development Foundation Volunteer Coaching Programme.
Yes.
Quite a mouthful. But they do that every year where they send out people from the credit unions to help them kind of understand bookkeeping and finances and that.
Yeah, they're an absolutely wonderful organisation. And I don't think we even in credit unions, we don't even fully understand the power of the work that they're actually doing until you're actually involved in it. But to be fair, what ILCA for short, as you said, the mouthful, what they're actually doing is what was done for Ireland in the 50s, because you had the American and the Canadian movements sent people over to Ireland to help us set up our credit unions.
Oh,
so what we're actually doing now is repaying the favour, and we're going out to the poorer countries to try and help them better their way. I suppose they're not getting money. What they're getting, it's all about giving a hand out and not, you know, and a hand up, not a handout. So it's building the capacity of the staff and the board, educating them, training them, empowering them, showing them how to do new ways and methods, and try and create some efficiencies to make it helpful for them, like was done with us in the 50s.
Yeah. And could you give us an example of like a typical day when you're over there for the 2 weeks? Like what kind of work did you do? Like, I know you mentioned it was an 8-hour drive, which is quite a long time.
I suppose our day one, we checked into, like, there is an ILCOF office in Freetown, which is the city, and you have Solomon there is the general manager of all the ILCOF in Sierra Leone. They started off working with 6 credit unions, and now they have 28 credit unions across the country. So we were, as I said, we had Ted and Barry, and Barry and myself were paired off together, and Ted stayed in the city. And we were going to be sent to the far east of the country, which was the 8-hour trek across country. And I'm telling you, we got to see Africa in its entirety there. Mm. It was amazing, as I said. Like, you're driving along, and you can see the women. I've never seen people work so hard as the African women. They never stop. You look into what you think is a field, and there's a river running through it. They're there washing clothes, so they are up against the stones in the water. Like, every couple of miles, this is what you'll see. Mm. The children are going to school. They're absolutely meticulous, the children going to school. Their uniforms, white shirts, everything is spotless. The women are in the water again at 5:30, 6 o'clock, washing the white shirts for the next day. One of the things outside of credit union, which was brilliant to see, there's a new government in place, a new president, and the prior president was all about, he was going to put up a new airport in the country, so that you, like, when you arrive to Lungi Airport, you have to get a boat trip across to the city. Mm. He actually did away with all that, and he put the money into education. So now it's against the law for any child in Africa not to go to school. They all got a uniform, and they got a set of books and a bag, and that's the law in Africa now. And it was wonderful to see that in action. Hordes of children going to school every morning, and they had to be at school at 8 o'clock, and it finished at 1:30 in the day. But they were meticulous going to school, and it was great to see that, you know, on our travels. But I suppose a typical day, we started at 6:30 every morning, because we usually had a bit of a journey to the credit union. Could be up to an hour to get to work. So we'd arrive at the credit union, the staff, and you'd have directors there. They'd all be out to meet you. We'd have a look at their paperwork. We'd look at their member accounts. We'd look at their minute books. Any documentation that was in the office, we went through. Then what we would do is, around lunchtime, we'd always hit out to the markets, which was mainly the areas around the credit unions, and we'd go and meet members of that particular credit union and hear how the credit union has improved their lives, or what a difference it has made to them. And in all cases, the credit unions were the hub of the communities that we were in. I couldn't imagine those people's lives without the credit union there. While we were there to find, like, little loopholes that they needed to tighten and all of this, look at the ethos was there, the community focus, everything was all around the credit union. Because without the credit union, they had no access to financial services. It was zero for them. In the case then of some members that didn't even have the money to open an account, what they would do is they'd meet with their neighbours, and about 10 of them would come together, put in their money, and they would open a group account. Keep that going for about 12 months until they were financially stable to do it on their own.
Okay.
So it was absolutely amazing. We'd come back then after, and we did some videos then with members that had gone through the process of getting credit union loans. The first lady we met on the first day one, she got a loan to buy 5 bananas. Like, it would be unheard of here, you know, to do that. She sold those 5 bananas. She came back the next day to get a loan for a bigger amount. Today, that lady, a year on, now has a shop of her own, and she has built her house on the back of credit union loans.
Oh, wow.
That would never have happened if her credit union wasn't there. And I think they actually even made her a director of that credit union, because she was so helpful to them, and word of mouth really worked to promote the good story of that credit union.
Well, that's an amazing story, actually, because it kind of brings home the sense of, sometimes it's very hard to, I suppose, get across in an interview, or even in a television interview, like, just how this helps people, you know?
It's definitely, the credit unions were the hub. And, you know, while going to Sierra Leone, look, it was nerve-wracking. I was a day and a half before I settled, I could say, in the place, wondering what was going to happen next, because it was just, for somebody that had never been outside of a tourist destination, it was a huge culture shock to me. Yeah. Granted, and I was very grateful to ILCOF. They sent me with 2 very experienced volunteers that had done this on numerous occasions, and I'll always be glad of that for the first visit abroad to do work like this. But you had so many challenges to overcome.
Mm.
And yet, when you got into a credit union, it was like oxygen, because they're doing the same thing we're doing here, only, okay, it's on a smaller level, but the ethos is the same.
Yeah.
They're saving together to lend to each other, and at the end of the day, that's what the credit union is all about. And it was lovely to be brought back to the basics of what we're at. As I said, and I've said it so many times in the last few weeks, we're so bogged down here trying to keep the books right, trying to keep regulation correct, and keep central bank happy, trying to do everything right, and it doesn't give you a whole lot of time for the reason that you're actually here.
Yeah, and you can
lose sight of what the individual members actually want and need when you're trying to keep everything else right, whereas that is at the foremost in credit unions like Sierra Leone.
Okay, and is there anywhere people can go to maybe look at pictures or find any more information?
Oh, there's lots of pictures. My God, they're all over the place. The Roscommon Credit Union Facebook page has a lot of the pictures. Even the Irish League of Credit Unions Foundation Facebook page has all our pictures, and there's some videos up there. We did a two-day workshop, a training workshop for 32 credit union delegates on our last 2 days, and we did live Facebook feeds from Freetown that day, on the Thursday and the Friday. So they're all up there on the Irish League of Credit Unions Foundation Facebook page. It's all going through LinkedIn and Twitter as well, and Instagram, but I suppose the Facebook page has the most of the information if anyone would like to see more.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, look, I'll let you get back to it because I know you're a very busy woman, Bernie, but thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, delighted to talk to you, Niamh, and thank you very much for the call.
And thanks to Bernie Moran there, the manager of Roscommon Credit Union, for joining me on the line there to talk about her recent trip to Sierra Leone under the Irish League of Credit Unions International Development Foundation Programme.